Title: Top Loop Shape Blueprint Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's dial in one of the most important, most misunderstood parts of jungle and old school DNB, the tops. When I say tops, I mean break tops, hats, rides, shakers, ghost percussion, all the stuff that makes the track feel fast, nervous, and alive. And here's the trap. People try to make the tops exciting by just smashing them louder and louder until the master limiter is basically ducking every time a hi-hat twitches. Today you're going to build a repeatable blueprint in Ableton Live 12 that makes tops feel bright, forward, crunchy, and moving, but with stable peaks and real headroom. Dock devices only. Mastering mindset the whole way. Gain staging, crest factor, controlled saturation, intentional peak management. Before we touch a single plugin, set the context. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, 160 to 174 BPM. Classic jungle often sits around 160 to 170, so feel free to live there. Now go to your master track and put a meter at the very end of the chain. I want you watching peak behavior as you build, not after you've already painted yourself into a corner. Aim for the master peaking around -8 to -6 dBFS while you're arranging. That's not a rule, it's groove insurance. If you're already near zero while arranging, you're mixing into a wall, and your top loop will be the first thing that steals all the headroom, because cymbals and hats love unpredictable spikes. Now let's build the architecture. Create or organize your top elements into separate tracks. Typical setup: one track for break top, meaning a high passed break layer or a break with the lows removed, one for hats, closed and open, optionally a ride or shaker track, super jungle, and one for perk effects, like rim ghosts, tiny ticks, vinyl bits. Select those tracks and group them. Name the group Tops Bus. This is where the blueprint lives. Quick coaching note before we process. The goal is not loud tops. The goal is crest factor management. You want the average energy to feel urgent while the peaks stay predictable. If your peaks are wildly higher than the body, you'll fight your master limiter later and you'll lose punch. So do a fast solo safe peak audit right now. Solo the tops bus and watch your meter. If you see occasional random spikes, like 2 to 4 dB higher than everything else, don't ignore it. Find the culprit by muting layers one at a time. 9 times out of 10 it's an open hat, a ride, or one nasty cymbal hit in the break. Fixing that at the source is way cleaner than plubbing your way out. And your first transient tools aren't compressors. Your first transient tools are clip level and envelopes. If an open hat is spiking, try pulling its clip gain down 1 to 3 dB, or shorten the decay slightly with a simpler or sampler envelope, or even clip envelopes if it's audio. A tiny tail reduction can remove needle peaks without making the loop feel dull. Alright, clean up stage. On each top element, or at least as the first device on the tops bus, drop an AQ8. We're removing low junk that steals headroom and clutters the groove. For hats and rides, high pass somewhere around 200 to 400 HC with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. For break tops, high pass more conservatively, maybe 120 to 220 HC depending on the break. Use your ears, but stay purposeful. Anything that isn't contributing to the top story is just taking space from your kick, snare, and bass. If things feel boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 600 HC, 1 to 3 dB medium Q. If it's ice picky, do a gentle dip around 7 to 10 KHE, maybe 1 to 2 dB, slightly tighter Q. And remember this. Don't brighten before you demud. Brightening mud is just louder mud. Now we glue, but we do it without squashing the transients. On the tops bus, add glue compressor. Start with attack around 3 milliseconds. If the tops are too spiky and you need a bit more grab, you can go to 1 millisecond, but be careful. Release around 0.1 seconds, or auto if your groove is changing a lot. Ratio 2 to 1. Now pull the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the average peaks. Not 5. Not 8. 1 to 2. Turn makeup gain off. We're gain staging manually. What you're listening for? The hat should feel more together, more like a unit, not smaller. If the break snare crack suddenly loses bite, your attack is too fast or your threshold is too low. Now the key move. Peak control without limiter dullness. This is the two-stage headroom trick. Instead of one limiter doing all the work, we're going to do two light stages. First, soft clipping for micro peaks and tone. Second, a transparent ceiling catch for the occasional rogue spike. Add saturator after glue. Pick a mode. Soft sine is the safe, smooth option. Analog clip is more bite, more old school edge. Start with drive around +3 dB, and you can push it into +2 to +6 depending on the material. Turn soft clip on. Now the critical part. Pull the output down to match the level. Level match your A and B. If you don't, you'll think louder is better and you'll keep pushing until the tops are bright, crunchy and mysteriously destroying your headroom again. What saturator is doing here is shaving tiny transient needles and adding controlled harmonics. That harmonic lift often reads like brightness without needing a brutal high shelf. Now stage 2. Add limiter after the saturator. Set the ceiling to -1 dB. Leave look ahead around 1 millisecond. Default is fine. And here's the rule. This limiter should only catch the worst spikes, usually 0 to 1 dB of gain reduction. If it's regularly doing 3, 4, 5 dB, do not just accept that. Go back. You've either got levels too hot, too much saturator drive, a harsh band creating spikes, or one element that needs clip gain or decay control. At this point you've got control. Now we do the actual top loop shape blueprint. This is where you get that classic smile, urgent, airy, wide without headroom theft. Step 1. Dynamic to harsh. Because jungle cymbals and break hats often have nasty, jumpy energy in the 6 to 10 kHz zone. That's the stuff that stabs your ear and triggers limiting. Add multiband dynamics after saturator, before your final sweetening EQ. You can use multiband dynamics or dynamic EQ bands in EQ 8 in Live 12. Multiband is quick. Set it so the high band covers roughly 6 kHz to 20 kHz. On that high band, too light compression, ratio around 2 to 1. Set the threshold so it only grabs 1 to 2 dB when the hats get spicy. Teacher tip. This is microcontrol. You're not trying to flatten the life out of the top end. You're just preventing those glassy shards from jumping out and stealing 2 dB of headroom every other bar. Now, after you've controlled harshness dynamically, you can add air. Add an EQA to after the multiband. Put a gentle high shelf around 10 to 14 kHz. Gain just half a dB to 2 dB, wide Q around 0.7, and watch your limiter behavior. If the limiter suddenly works harder after the shelf, don't be stubborn. Either reduce the shelf, or increase the dynamic to harsh slightly. The order matters. Control first, sweeten second. Now let's talk width. Classic jungle spread but mono safe. Add utility near the end of the top's bus chain. Turn bass mono on, even though you high-passed. This is extra insurance against weird stereo low mid junk. Set width around 110 to 140%. Start at 120. Then do a phase sanity check. Temporarily check mono. Easiest method. Slap a utility on the master for a moment and set width to 0, just as a check. Then turn it back off. If the tops lose presence rather than just losing space, you widen the wrong layer. Often it's the ride. Fix it by narrowing the ride track itself, maybe 90 to 110%. While hats can be wider, and if you notice the top's bus is just eating headroom overall, don't be afraid to pull the utility gain down 1 to 3 dB. Remember, we're building a stable system, not chasing a fader number. Next, old-school glue using short room, not a long wash. Instead of slapping reverb directly on the tops, create a return track called a TOP room. On that return, put hybrid reverb or regular reverb. Choose a small room vibe. Decay around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't turn into fizzy spray, and low cut around 300 to 600 hertz so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Send hats and break tops to it lightly. The rule is, add it until you miss it when muted. If you obviously hear reverb, it's probably too much for the style of fast groove. Now arrangement. Because this is where most people destroy their headroom. You do not automate excitement by turning hats up. That's peak disaster. You automate tone, density, space, and width. Those give you perceived lift without changing the peak structure much. Here's a classic 32-bar phrase plan. Bars 1 to 8, break tops plus a tight hat. Keep width more conservative, like 105 to 115. Keep the room send minimal. Bars 9 to 16, introduce a ride or shaker layer. Maybe slightly more room send. Don't turn it up, just bring it in as a texture. Bars 17 to 24, the drop impact zone. Automate that high shelf up maybe half a dB to 1 dB, and add a hat fill every 4 bars. Notice we're talking tiny moves. Tiny. Bars 25 to 32, pull the shelf back, reduce ride density, and maybe add a low-level vinyl tick or tiny percussion to keep motion. That vinyl tick trick is a cheat code, a super quiet noise tick layer. High passed aggressively above 4 to 6 kHz, maybe gated or subtly autopanned. It creates a speed illusion without raising hat volume. Now let's lock in a quick reference device order for your top spots. This is the chain you can save as a preset. First, EQ8 for high pass and cleanup. Second, glue compressor, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Third, saturator, soft clip-on, drive around plus 3, output matched. Fourth, multiband dynamics, light control on the high band. Fifth, EQ8 for a gentle air shelf. Sixth, utility for width and bass mono, and optionally a little gain trim. Seventh, limiter with ceiling minus 1, catching less than 1 dB most of the time. Save it as an audio effect rack preset. Name it something you'll actually reuse, like Jungle Top's Headroom Blueprint. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these will absolutely wreck your results. Mistake 1. Turning up hats to add energy. That adds peaks, steals limiter headroom, and makes everything brittle. Use density or tone automation. Mistake 2. One big limiter doing 4 to 8 dB on the tops. That makes hats spitty and dull at the same time, which is the worst combo. Use the two-stage approach. Clip lightly, then limit lightly. Mistake 3. Boosting 8 to 12 kHz before taming harshness. It'll sound exciting for 30 seconds, then it's fatigue city. Mistake 4. Stereo widening without a mono check. You'll lose tops on club systems if you get careless. Mistake 5. Not high-passing top layers. Low-mid trash accumulates fast and eats punch. Now a few advanced variations, just to level you up.